Come on. I don't. I'm not home. Hey.
Are you home?
I don't know. I unmuted it, so.
Can you do a check?
Hello? Is it me? Do you? I'm on, I think. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm pretty loud anyway.
But before he gets started, I want one of the reasons we're doing this. Everybody listen to me, especially all my adults. And you may have come to hear me preach this morning. Once a year, we give a Sunday to celebrate family. And also to let you know, especially our parents, know what your kids are experiencing over on Sunday mornings. And also for you to be able to, with confidence, invite your friends to church, because you'll go, man, if you got any elementary age kids, you've got to bring them to our church, because your kids are going to be reached with the love of Christ. And you need to understand what we're offering. And so I am very excited about having you up here, and I'm going to turn it over to you. And before he speaks, the management here is not responsible for the views or opinions expressed in the next half hour, okay?
It'll be okay-ish. All right. How's everybody doing today? We do things a little bit more excitedly in Kids Zone. You might not want to turn me up too loud. I do talk extremely loud just in general. Most of you could probably hear me without my microphone. Of course, we're going to do things a little different than we do in Kids Zone, but we're going to do some extra stuff we usually do in Kids Zone just so you can see what we do. Also, so you can get excited. I don't want anybody to fall asleep. And because that way you know what we do. So before we start, the first thing we usually do is the rules. And so you all need to know what the rules are, because the rules in here today are going to match the rules we do in Kids Zone. So what I need you to do, our rules are really easy. The kids are going to have to help me out. What you need to do is behave. That's right. It's easy. That's the simple rule. So what you do is do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. So if we're singing a song, then you must be. That was terribly sad. Are you adults confused about what we're doing? Some of you seem a little wary. Like, if I answer, he'll make me do it. I'm going to make you do it anyway. So you might as well. If we're singing a song, you must be.
Sing a song.
If we are dancing, then you are.
Dancing.
That's right. If we're jumping in the air, you're.
Jumping.
You're playing a game. You're. We're picking our nose. You're. Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. Just like that. That's how the rules work. So what I need you to do to help me out, to make it easier for you to pay attention, is I need you to take all your stuff. If you've got purses or hats or Bibles or cell phones or anything you have, and put it under your chair. There's not a lot of movement. Adults, that wasn't for your kids, too. That was for you also. Kids, if you look over and you see mom's got her phone on, tell her, put that under your chair. You got to put that under your chair. If you got toys, anything else you have, you got your purse, put your purse under your chair. You don't need it. You'll be fine. Hat, put your hat under your chair. It's going to be fine. No, the person beside, and that's a hat. I hope that's not your purse. I don't know. Boys, if you brought a purse, put it under your chair and then leave it there when you go. Just leave it. Don't even take it with you. It's all right. So, anyway, that's the rules in Kids Zone. If you see the person next to you, now listen, if the person next to you distracts you, what we do in Kids Zone is you just go like this. That's it. You don't have to say anything. Now, normally we answer questions. We raise our hands in a special way. That way I know that you want to participate. So if we have a question I may ask you, like we're going to play a really short little game in just a second. And so if you want to participate today, we raise our hands a certain way. That way I know you're raising your hands. So today, and sometimes we do, you know, when it's football season, we raise our hands like this. So today, it's not football season. So today, we're going to raise our hands like this. Just put your hand up like I love you, like this. All of you practice. I appreciate that. This is fantastic. I love you too. Thanks. That's great. I love it. I didn't get so much. People like me so much. So you raise your hand like that. That's right. And the rest of you is frozen like an ice cube. So try it. Everybody try it together. There's some of you in the back that are just like, what's he doing? It's not that hard. It's an arm. It's the thing hooked to your shoulder. Anyway, whatever. So we're going to start. We are leaving for camp this week, and if you don't know where to see our pictures of camp or see the stuff we're doing at camp, this is it right here. You go to Facebook.com. I know all of you know what that is. I'm absolutely aware that you know. If you don't know what Facebook is, just don't worry about it. And then you type KidZone WR. That's our Facebook page for our KidZone, and you like it, and then you'll see our pictures. We're going to be at camp, and that's where we're going to post our pictures the whole time we're at camp. Parents who are worried about where your kids are, don't worry about it. Just look at the pictures. We'll post a whole bunch of pictures. You'll be able to see what your kids are doing, see all that stuff, okay? Also, this is the number right here. So if that's your kid, it's not my kid, is it? That would be kind of funny. nobody's picking him up. Anyway, sorry. I get distracted just a little. So, today we're going to play a game. Today we're going to play a game. Oh, little promo first, sorry.
Well, more than half of people who will ever believe in Christ will do so by the age of 12. And by the time a child is 9, their basic moral foundation has already been formed. By age 14, the person has formed their first basic beliefs about the nature of God, the reliability of the Bible, the existence of an afterlife, and the everlasting love of Jesus Christ. Through children's ministry, we have a chance to engage the hearts of these children when they are most open to the gospel. We are able to step into their lives through all the gifts of teaching, serving, administration, and evangelism. You could get a chance to share the gospel with a child for the first time in his or her life, or help them form their first thoughts of who God is. Please know, we don't want this to be an obligation. We want this to be a pleasure. We want you to volunteer because we want to help your church raise its children as you raise your own. By helping us in children's ministry in any capacity, you help them see that Jesus is real.
So I have some clipboards at the front of each section. If you are interested at all in helping us in our kids' ministries in Kids Zone, we have three areas where we have people help. One is in our regular Kids Zone service, and that is that's on like a you work for a month, you're off for a few kind of basis. And so anybody who'd be interested in signing up in one of those, we have some sign-up sheets. Could y'all grab that one that's right at the front of your section over there? If you're interested in helping those, also during our Connections classes, our 9 a.m. service, it's not like your normal Sunday school kind of thing. It's actually kind of like a VBS style. The kids rotate from four stations. So the leaders that we have volunteer in there, they teach the same. They have a little 20-minute, 15-minute thing that they prepare, and then the kids rotate to them. So we have a game area and a snack area and a projects area and an object lesson kind of area. And I need a few volunteers who'd be willing to work in that area. It is not an every week thing. What it is I pair you up with somebody else, and you and that other person work out whatever schedule works for you to work to volunteer in that class. So if you want to work every other month, you want to work every other week, you both want to work together every week, whatever you like, you're adults, you can handle it. We let you figure it out. So that's how we do the same thing with Wednesday night. We have little stations they rotate to. What I'm looking for is I need about 7 more people who would be willing to volunteer. If you sign up on that sheet and you have a minute and you would be able to come talk to me, or maybe you signed up last week and I didn't get to call you yet, if you would be willing to come by and talk to me for 2 minutes after service, because I'm going to be at kids camp all week this week, so I'm not going to have as much time to call you all. So if you would be willing to wait 2 minutes after service and just come up and talk to me for a couple minutes, I can explain where it is and we can see if you're, you know, what you're interested in or see where you might fit. I think there's another clipboard back there in the second section. So if you would make sure that you get them. See right there? There's an orange clipboard on that chair right there. Grab it and pass it through your section. Yes. If you don't want to write your name on it, please pass it anyway. Don't stop that person beside you. They really, really want to sign up. So we're going to play a game quick. We're going to play a game. It's called Name That Food, all right? Listen, if you want to answer, you raise your hand. How do you do it? If you shout it out, then I get the prizes, and nobody ever wants me to win. So ask the kids, do you guys want me to win? Exactly. See, they don't want me to win. So here's how it works. I'm going to show a picture of a food. I'm going to show a picture of a familiar food, but it's going to be kind of close up. If you think you know what it is, raise your hand. If I call on you, the kids are going to help give you a piece of candy, all right? So you all going to help me, right? All right, come up here and grab that candy. Watch for where they answer it. Let's get started. The first one, who knows what this is? Who knows what this is? Who thinks they know what this is? Right here up front. All right, I'll give you it's noodles. Close enough. Noodles. I'm not that picky. Right here. Follow the red light. There you go. All right. Next one. Who knows what this is? Who knows what this is? Right here. No. It's not mashed potatoes. Over there. All of you, I can't see who everybody is because I barely see their heads. Green shirt. Just screaming at me if I called on you. What is it? Yes, it's cottage cheese. Cottage cheese. What's that? You shout it out. I will come to your seat. No, I probably won't. Back section back there, black shirt. Can't see who it is. It's peanut butter. Yes. You see where you're going? Wave your hand if you got it right. That way my kids know where to bring you the thing. If you're waving your hand, you didn't get it right. I will come out there. I will take that candy out of your hand. And I will, no. Who knows what this is right here? Who knows what this is over here? Kristen, what is it? SpaghettiOs. That's right, SpaghettiOs. Anybody else getting hungry? Well, I don't have anything for you, just a bunch of pictures. Who knows what that is right there? What is that? Laura. What is it? A pickle. Yes, that's right. A pickle. Who knows what that is? Appropriate answers only. Tim. Baked beans. Very good. I gave you guys an easier one. The kids and kids, though, we played some terrible... I'm spitting on myself. Sorry. We played some terrible games that we like everybody wanted. I don't know what it is. What is that? Who knows what that is? Oh, there's a lot of up and down hands. Way back there. I can't see who it is. It's see your teal dress. What? It's not cake. It's not cake. Elijah, is that you? A Pop-Tart. Yes, it's a Pop-Tart. What's that? Again, same thing as before. Oh, I can't call you, Tyler, because you shouted out. What is it? It's not chocolate. It's not chocolate. Chandler. It's raisins. That's right. It's Chandler right there. Wave at him. It's Chandler, right? You see him? Back there in the middle. Can't see who it is. Red shirt. What is it? Bread. Yes, it's bread. And that. It got really quiet really fast. Way back there. Nope, not ice cream. Over here. Yes. Parmesan cheese. Very good. Parmesan cheese. All right. This one. Back here. I can't see. Yes, I can't see who it is. Yes, you. You're right. What is it? Nope. It's not that. Trey? Hot dogs. Very good. Give him two because him and his brother both had their hand up over there. Give one to each of them because I can only call on one of you. You were both there together, so. All right. And I think this is the last one. Last one. What is this? That was a quick hand. What is it? No, it's not spaghetti sauce. Cody. Pepperoni. Yes, it's pepperoni. All right. That's the end of Name That Food. So we got that's the end of Name That Food. You guys did good. I know it seems a little crazy that I'm having you shout out what different foods are, but if you'll notice, this is what we do in Kids Zone to start off, because if you'll notice that every eye is now facing this direction. So that's our, you know, some of the things that might seem a little crazy, we got everybody's attention. Everybody's now with us for the service. All right, so we're going to start off Kids Zone. We don't usually, we didn't do the song service in here today, and you would have been worn out if we did the song service in here today. But, can you all say but? We're going to sing one song today. One song. Can you say one song? Remember the rules to behave. If we're singing, what are you doing?
Singing.
Right. If we're dancing, then you are.
Dancing.
That's right. Very good. Man, you guys are getting good at this. You can get away with this next week. Just have them repeat things after you. It's fine. I'll give you a game you can play at the beginning. All right. So that's right. So we're going to sing a song. So I need you all to, everybody stand up on their feet. Everybody stand up. We're going to sing one song. The song is called Let's Get a Little Crazy. All right. It's called Let's Get a Little Crazy. So I need you to practice one time what you do when you get crazy. Ready? One, two, three. Okay. That was terrible. Doesn't describe it, though. That was a little terrible. That would be kind. Terrible would be kind. And so we're just going to call it terrible. To be kind to you, and we're going to have you try again, but pretend that your favorite sports team, what is your favorite sports team? Good, I love the too. And so your favorite sports team, I want you to pretend that they just won whatever fantastic thing it is that they win, because the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the whatever, the World Cup. I want you to cheer like they won when we say, let's get a little crazy. All right, one, two, three. Very good. All right, you got it. You can do it. So, all right, you ready to sing? Now, one more try. Part of this song, we're going to move to the left like this. Get your get your shoulders into it like this. Move it to the left. Okay. I'm moving to the right because it's your left. I don't want to confuse you. I'm going to move to the right so that you're not all confused. When we say move to the left, you'll move to your left. Move to the left. Now move to the right. You got that? Okay, good. You can handle the rest of it. You'll figure it out. Here we go. Oh. Ladies. Boys. Everybody. All right. Very good. You guys are good. Thank you guys. Give my helpers a hand. Very good. All right. You made it. You're here.
I said.
All right, so my kids have been watching all of those. I don't know if you've seen those videos before, but it's all the adults acting out what the kids are saying. Today we're talking a little bit about us and also about our kids. And if you're not a parent, you're also a kid. You were a kid once, or you're a kid of somebody now. So it's going to be okay. You'll get it. Now, what's next in our lives? That we always want to look forward to see what the next thing is. Our kids always want to look at us to see what the next thing we get to do is. We're always excited about the future. For instance, this is Isaac when he was a baby. And that's right, he's not in here, so. It's Isaac when he was a baby. He was little, and you always want them to do the next thing. What can he do next? Is he going to smile? I hope he smiles. And then when they get a little bit bigger, that's right. They get a little bit bigger. Maybe you went, he's going to crawl soon. He's been smiling. He's going to crawl. Maybe he's going to eat regular food. We always want to see what the next thing's going to be. What's going to be the cool thing that our kids are going to do? And then when they get bigger, when are they going to walk? When are they going to walk? I need them to walk. I am tired of carrying this child. This child needs to walk. Like, he needs to do the next thing. We always want them to do the next thing. And they always look at who to see what the next thing is. They always look at us, don't they? They always look at us to see what the next thing they're going to do in their lives. What's going to change? What am I going to be like next? What can I do next? That's what we're always looking at. As you guys get older, you're thinking, when can I drive a car? When do I get to drive a car? When do I get to do? There's all kinds of things. Where do we get to go places by myself? When do I get to stay home alone? Mom and Dad don't have to take care of me. When do I get to go do? There's always something next we want to do. Even as adults, they're like, when I get a whole bunch of money, I'm going to do this next. Or we're always looking for the next thing, what we want to do. But today we're learning a lot about our family, and our kids look to us to see what the next things they're going to do are. What can we do next? Where will we be? Where will we be next? Now, I have a Bible story for us today. Before we do our Bible story, so, what I've got for you is I've got my verse about it. Now, if you remember, the Bible tells us about our Bible is the sword of the Spirit. So what I want you to do is the first person who's standing up and reading this verse I give you is going to get candy. Oh, whoa, back it up. It didn't go to my verse. I'm going to tell you what the verse is. It's Luke. Well, that didn't work at all. It is Luke 2:41. I don't know why it didn't come up there, but it's okay. Luke 2:41. First one standing up reading Luke 2:41. I have something for you. I have something for you. Read it. Oh, see? I got hit with up with the first reading back there. All right, Franny. I couldn't see who it was. Here. Take that back there for me. Very good. You don't have to read. That one's got the special slippery touch on it. Sorry. I gave you the wrong one. Sometimes in kids' zone, we put the slip in it. All right, so that's right. Today we're going to learn about, I'm going to read this story in just a second. So we're going to learn about our verse for today, or our story, what our story is about today. Goes on too long sometimes, whatever. So that's our verse for today. We're learning about when Jesus visits the temple. Jesus visiting the temple. Now I'm gonna read most of it. So if you don't have it, I don't have it up here, but I think a lot of you know the story, but it's gonna be okay. Now, of course, we're gonna tell it with the story that we have. Oh, there it is, Luke 2:41. Yeah, it came up late. Some people just can't set things up on a computer. So today. Uh-oh. All right, the kids know who this is. If you don't know who this is, I have a friend named Captain. He likes to go places when I go there, especially for church things. And Like Pastor Andy apologized for me, I have to apologize for him. I'll just see if he wants to come out. You can all cross your fingers that he'll stay in here for today. Captain, maybe he's sleeping. Oh, he's asleep. Hey! Every time. How you doing? Captain, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? I am doing good. Captain, what's wrong? Where am I? You're in the main service today. I need to go back in the box. You need to go back in the box? Well, that's fine with me. I'll just put him back, right, guys? Kids see him every... Wait a minute, I hear the kids. They look like adults. But I hear kids. Do you want to go out and talk to everybody today? I do not know. Captain, just come out here. These lights are bright. Captain, what are you doing? Forget it. I'm not scared enough to hide in that stinky place. All right. Thanks a lot, Captain. Did you tell everybody I stink? I think you said it for yourself. All right, so you think I stink? Of course you do. All right. This is Captain. If you don't know Captain, he likes to come to Kid Zone sometimes. He likes to hang out in Kid Zone. The kids like me more than you. Probably, but still, you don't have to tell everybody that. I think they can tell already. Captain, listen. This is my Captain Cam... You can't talk. I know. This is my camel, Captain. He comes to Kid Zone with us sometimes. He usually likes to come out for the Bible story, but a lot of times he messes it up, so that's why we don't like him to come for the Bible story. He can come later.
Excuse me?
You mess up our Bible story. You say it weird. You tell the kids other things.
No, I do not.
All right. Today we're talking about Jesus going to the temple. Do you want to stay for that?
Of course I do. Look at all these people come to see me.
Okay, I don't think they all came to see you.
You can ask them. I'm sure they did.
All right, I left my phone back here. Let me get my phone with my verse on it, okay? So, every year, Jesus' parents would go to the Passover festival.
Woo-hoo! It's time for the festival!
Not sure that was that kind of festival. You gone to that festival before?
Mm-hmm. Funnel cakes and elephant ears.
No, it's not the fair.
What?
No, it's not the fair. It's a festival. They would celebrate Passover.
What is that?
Well, it's when it was an old holiday they celebrated from when the angel passed over.
Huh?
Captain, it was a festival. They all gathered together. They went to Jerusalem to celebrate. So, when Jesus was 12 years old, I'm sure we have some kids in here that are 12 years old. When Jesus was 12 years old, they were going and saying, awesome, getting an iPod, we're going to ride in the car. No, Captain, they didn't have iPods back then.
Huh?
Yeah, it was a long thing. It took them days to get there.
They didn't have any iPods?
No, they didn't have any iPods.
Oh, well, just tell my dad to turn on the DVD player.
No, there wasn't a DVD player. No, they didn't have, like, DVD players in their cars, and they didn't have iPod.
This is the worst trip ever.
They didn't even know what DVD players were.
Do they live under a rock?
No, they... Maybe. But they didn't have iPods and DVD players back then.
Are you kidding? What is wrong with the parents these days?
No, it's not the parents. They just didn't have that kind of stuff. So they had to ride. They would go all the way there.
All right, let's get in the car.
But they didn't have cars.
Excuse me?
They didn't have cars.
This just keeps getting worse. I want to leave.
No, you can't leave. Now, we're going to tell a story about Jesus. So he went to the temple, and I'm going to keep... The festival... When the festival was over, they left for home.
Well, that was a short trip.
Okay, they left for home. But check this out. The young man, Jesus, stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it.
He got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. Maybe. Just listen to the story. So what happened is, They were in a group of travelers. What they thought was their group of travelers. After traveling for a day, they started looking among the relatives and friends, but they didn't find him. They're not very good at hide and seek. I don't think it was really hide and seek, although they wouldn't if it took you days. They didn't find him. 3 days later.
What? Did he eat?
I'm sure he ate where he was. Just can I continue? No. I need more story. No, just hang on. So 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the leaders, listening to them, and posing questions to them. All who heard him were amazed at his intelligence and his answers.
Something you know nothing about.
No, I know about intelligence. Front knee. No, listen. When they found him, Jesus' parents saw him. They were shocked. What?
I'm shocked.
You look like you're gonna throw up.
Better?
Not really. Not that kind of shocked. They were like really, really surprised. Yeah, go with it. All right, so his parents said to him, they were shocked. His mother said to him, son, why have you treated us like this?
Son, how could you do this to me?
I guess like that. Your father and I have been worried sick looking for you.
Yeah, he's out back throwing up.
No, he's not sick like that sick. Whatever. And when Jesus asked them, why were you looking for me?
Excuse me?
Yeah, Jesus asked them, why were you looking for me?
Because I'm your dad, dude.
Yeah, well, parents understand that, and I'm sure the parents in here understand that. Most of you kids, if you were 12 years old, haven't been out of your parents' sight for that long. But check this out, and this is the part that I thought was really cool, and this is the part we're kind of continuing with our stuff today, okay? He said, didn't you know that I would be at my father's house about my father's business?
I had no idea, otherwise I would have found you there right away.
Yes, but that's not the point we're talking about today. He said, didn't you know that I would be about my father's business? Now, Captain, I'm going to have you go I'm going to have you go back to the back because we have more things to finish today.
No, I want to stay.
No, but you need to go back there.
Can I sit with the girls?
No, you can't sit with the girls.
There's ladies here today.
Captain, I know you like to go sit with the ladies and the girls, but the regular kids and girls are with their parents right now, and you're not allowed to sit with them either.
Come on.
No, Captain, go back in your box.
I don't want to go into the box.
I know, but it's okay. All right, you can tell them bye. Bye-bye,
everybody! Well, I guess I'll just leave then.
All right. Go.
Bye-bye, ladies.
I'll leave the box open so that you don't scream. So, that's right. So today, I have a question. And our question today is this. Whose business are you about? Just like Jesus said. Now, I thought it was kind of interesting that he said this, and we're going to come back a little bit to it. But he said to his parents, didn't you know I would be about my father's business? Didn't you already know that? And I guess the question we're doing with that today is, do your friends know whose business you're about? Whose business are you about? Do people already know you and they say, oh, yeah, he's doing what Jesus wants him to do. He's doing what God wants him to do. Or do they not know? Are they not about that business? Now, we have... All right. We're going to play a game quick, and I know. You guys take that. I'll get this bag. All right, so... That's my paper towel. I need three kids who are going to bring their mom and dad with them. Three kids who are going to bring, or just a mom or dad. You don't need your mom and dad. Just bring your mom or dad with you. Three kids who are prepared to bring their mom or dad with them. Let's see. I can't even tell who anybody is back there. Over there. Mom and son, come up here. Right? Or dad, or whoever it is. Someone come up here. Two of you come up here. Yes, you understand I'm seeing your shadows, mostly. All right. back there, Chloe, and one from one back there, whoever that is. I see like tops of heads. I'm pointing at arms and tops of heads like this. All right, come up here. No, bring a kid. No, I need a kid. I need one of you and a kid. Well, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I need like a littler kid. I'm sorry. I understand. I don't. Come here. It's okay. You'll understand in a minute. So, just stay here. There we go. I was like, sitting right there. It doesn't matter. I couldn't tell who I called. Whoever thought they were called back there. All I could see was the tops of your heads. You two can come around this side right here. Someone in the middle. Here, you two scoot to the middle. You two come down here. So now you have a Twizzler. This is called Peel Out. And so here's how it's going to work. See, you know the Twizzlers. In fact, these are the ones from the 4th of July. They have different flavors, I think, in the Twizzlers. So you know how the pull and peel works, right? You pull it out. You know how the pull and peel works? Do you know how to pull these apart? Do you know what it is? Okay, you know how to do this? You know how to do this. You take the Twizzler out, and I can't show you. That would be helping you. There'll be no cheating. So you have to peel your Twizzler apart. Now, there's a small catch, very small. One, you can't eat it right now. But two, parents, you can't use your thumbs. Right. Kids, you're welcome to use your thumbs. You each have your own. Now, here you go. You each have your own. Now, parents, you can't use your thumbs. So, you get to do your own. What you need to do in order to win is have the whole thing pulled apart. Don't open your bag yet. You're going to pull it apart, and you just set all your Twizzler back on your bag, all peeled apart. Now, if it rips apart a little bit, that's okay. If you eat it, you automatically lose. I'm looking at you. No. If you eat it, you automatically lose, all right? So it's going to be the fastest one to peel it apart and have it sitting there. This is not a team competition. You can feel free to beat your mom at this. All right? Adults, you just get a bad deal because you can't use your thumbs. So, it's right. So, do it over here. Here, you each need your own bag. Here, this is your bag. This is your bag. Really quick, tell me your names because some of these people might not know who you are. What is your name, sir?
William.
William, how old are you?
8.
And what is your favorite kind of ice cream?
Chocolate,
perfect. What is your name?
Sherry.
Sherry, how old are you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. Not going to ask that. What is your favorite kind of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Okay, good. And let's see, what is your name, sir?
MJ.
And how old are you?
10.
10. And what is your favorite kind of ice cream?
Chocolate.
And what is your name, sir?
Mike.
And your favorite kind of ice cream is?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan. Yes. There's a very small. You're making me hungry. Yes, they. And what is your name?
Chloe,
how old are you?
9.
And what is your favorite kind of ice cream? And what is your name?
Don.
And how high can you jump?
About that high.
Perfect. So, you want to tell, what's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Well, you didn't bother asking. Vanilla. No, I'm just kidding. So, all right, on the count of go, you can count to go. You may be confused. It's a number. On the count of go, you're going to go. Don't open your bag yet. You may open your bag. You peel it apart, set it back on your bag, all right? And you guys out there, you're going to have to cheer for your favorite participants if you want. Otherwise, just cheer like you're really excited because you don't get to eat Twizzlers. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
On your mark. Get set. Go. Yeah. All right. Cheer them on. We've got some coming out of the bag now. Some people are having more difficulty with the bag. It's okay. I did seal some with glue. Oh, yeah, don't use your thumbs. Don't forget you can't use your thumb. Yeah. You can't hold it with your thumb. That thumb's holding it over there. No thumbs. You can go. There you go. Yeah. Chloe's got some peeling happening over here. We got some good peeling action right here with William. There we go. They got some good peeling action.
It's sticky.
I'll help you get it out of the bag. There you go. There you go. It's all yours. Don't use your thumb. You might have to sit on the table. They've got some peeling going over here. There's some good peeling action. We got a technique developed. Perfect. I can't tell whose is whose, but okay. There's quite a mixture happening over there. Don's hands are getting shaky. He's getting tired. It's not as fun when you can't use your thumbs, just parents so you know. We're mean. That's what we do. There's two right there. There's two together right there. Are you done? Oh, Chloe! Woo! Oh, very good. All right. Chloe, you have won. You have won. Oh, no thumbs for parents. Chloe, you win. The rest of you, you may put your Chipotle peel back in your bag because you may take it with you.
Do we get to eat it?
Yes. Yes. Whenever mom says you're allowed to eat it. Chloe, as the winner, you receive another pack of Twizzlers. But I don't give out normal things in Kids Zone, so these are Hershey's Twizzlers. I don't know how to react to this, because it doesn't make any sense. They're chocolate Hershey's, but they're Twizzlers. I don't get it. You're going to have to try it out and figure it out. Thank you all. Everybody give them all a hand. Take your Twizzler with you. Give them a hand. Very good. All right, so back to what I was talking about. Whose business are you about? Whose business are you about? Do people expect to be about? Remember, Jesus expected his parents to know that he would be about his Father's business. What do people expect from you? I was told a story the other day about somebody who went to it. They went to a new church. They went to a brand new church. They'd never been there before. And somebody came up to them, and this is, I don't know if this is sadder for the church or for the person. They came up to him and said, "Wow, you're the last person I'd expect to see here." Ooh. No, first, that's a little rough, so don't say that when you see somebody here at church. Just, that's just a quick lesson. Pastor Andy's disclaimer says, do not repeat. But how do you feel if you're the one that gets that said to you? Or do you think anybody would think that of you? You're the last person I'd expect to see at church. The people at your jobs, the people at your school, would they think that? You're the last person I'd expect to see here. Now, I was going to show you something because I want to. Before we had even been asked to do the service, Jennifer and I had been talking. I was like, man, if we do this, we kind of want to do a lesson about our home. And so this is not, when I say it, the last person I expect to see here, but the reason you'd be last is because do we expect people to be different? Are we different? Is our home different? Jack and I were talking one day, and he had seen this video game. It looked cool, you know, all the new video games, like they have all the cool graphics, and oh man, that's awesome. And it got to the end, and it said, that's rated mature. And he's like, oh man, I can't play that. And I was like, at first my thought was, yeah, when you get older, you know, you'll be able to. And then I thought, well, first I was like, I started to feel bad as a dad, like, oh, well, my kid doesn't get to be cool like the other kids. Not only because I'm his dad, but because he won't have some stuff that other kids have. But then I thought, wait, that's okay. There are situations when it can be great that you're different. We should be able to be noticeable that we're different. Is our house different? See, in Romans, I want to read the verse straight because I always mess it up and add words that don't make any sense. And trust me, my wife will attest that I mess up words. Right? I'll mess up a verse and the kids are like, you didn't even spell that right on the screen and you read it wrong. So it said for all, it's Romans 12:2, and of course I looked up Romans 2:12, so that will make it a little bit off of what I was looking for. Romans 2:12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Now, what's the renewing of our minds? Well, when you make something new again, it's you clean it out, right? If I had a nasty swimming pool and I needed to renew it, I would either put something in there to wash out all the gunk, or I'd dump it out and start all over again. The renewing. So see, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may be able to be determine what God's will is, his proper, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, I want to show you something. All right, it's plastic wrap. Have you seen this before? I just wanted to show you. We just got this at our house, and it's no. It's fantastic. So I just want to show you. I have a, it's kind of strange, but what we want to learn is the renewing of our minds. But how do we renew our minds, and how do we know that, how can we be different? Why would we be different? Well, we're going to pretend that this is you, all right? Everybody changes a little bit, right? We all change over time. We all act a little different. We all change. I'm going to take a piece of you out of here. Man, you say, I look gross. You are. Yeah, you are gross. I just looked. So, that's right. But, so I'm going to take some of you out of here, and we're going to pretend that this is you. Now, we can change, but I'm going to pretend that this is the hands of God, okay? I'm going to pretend that I'm God's hands. And what we do in our lives is we allow God to mold us, God to change us, God to shape us into what he wants us to be. But as soon as we separate ourselves from God or we start to be different, you know what happens? We're not, we don't die. Wrong. As soon as we start to not connect with God, as soon as we stop being with God, as soon as we start putting in a whole bunch of other stuff that blocks God out, you know what happens? We stop being what he wants us to be, don't we? We are not going to be the thing that God wants us to be. Now, as parents, especially me, because this lesson it really is for me as much as it is for all of you. But I'm going to clean my hands off while I talk to you. As parents, if we're not being shaped by God's will, do you know what else happens? Our kids aren't being shaped by what God wants us to do. Are we different? And that's a big question I have today. Is your house different than other people's houses? No. See, not the house itself, the building. Of course, everybody's houses are different. But when your kids' friends come into your house, do they notice that your house is different than somebody else's? Can they tell that there's something different about you and your family? When I read it myself, to an extent, I was like, oh, no, maybe not. I kind of got the, like, smack in the head from God. You ever felt that? Anybody ever felt that? Where you get that, like, oh, and then your heart's like that. It's what I feel like my heart does when God talks to me and I realize that, like, I need to change something. I was like, that's a terrible sound effect. Sorry. You'll be okay. But is your house different? If somebody comes into your house, do they realize that you guys do things different here? Maybe you're a youth and you don't have a house of your own. If you are a youth and you have a house of your own, well, you need to do a bit. No, I'm just kidding. That would be different. Definitely different. But maybe you're a youth and you don't have a house of your own. You know, you shape what your house is like. You shape what the environment in your house is. But every little thing goes along with, do people notice as we're different? Do people expect you to be about your father's business? If somebody somebody's on your iPhone and they're looking at your music, would they be able to tell there's something different about you? If they read your text messages, would they know that something was different about you? If they look through the pictures on your phone, would they see that your pictures are different? That's a big question, isn't it? That's it. If they say they pulled up and they're like, oh, yeah, you got people visiting. They pulled up your DVR and they start flipping through your recorded shows. Is it going to be different? I don't know. I don't know your house. But I want mine to be different. I want to pay attention to that. And maybe that's what I needed to come in my face today and say, oh, I want people to notice that the things that I do are different. The reasons I do things are different. And I want to show you one more thing while I'm talking about this. When we played our game today, we were missing, the adults had to leave off what? Their thumb. So I've taken apart the thumb on this, or I've taken it apart. I have rubber bands so you can't use it. Was it easier or harder to not use your thumb? It's harder. You were allowed to respond there. Is it easier or harder to not use your thumb? Right. All of you that are not sure which one's which, right now, try to adjust your glasses or text on your phone. Oh, your phone's under your chair. Don't try to text on your phone. Cancel that. So, that's right. It's harder, isn't it? Well, this is kind of the way things work with God. If we take God out, we're not going to be doing all the things that he wants us to be doing. Just like with our hands, if we take off our thumb, we're not going to do all the things we want to do, are we? It's going to be difficult, or it's going to be impossible. I won't be able to pick my nose. I can't, you know. But what's even cooler about that, though, when I show you this, is that we say, you know what? God has been missing from a lot of, maybe God's been missing from a lot of areas in your life. You're all here on Sunday morning, so he's not missing from your Sunday morning, is he? Apparently not. But when we go out of here, is he missing from your Monday morning at work? Is he missing from your Tuesday night at home? I don't know. Is he missing from your Saturday night when you're hanging out with your friends? But when we put God back in, and I got a rubber band on here that I had to take off. Maybe I should have used a smaller rubber band. But when we start to put God back in, get him involved in our life, we start to allow him to be a major part of our life, something kind of cool happens. We might think, oh, well, when God goes back in, I'll start talking nicer maybe because I'm not listening to all that music or seeing all the actions that I shouldn't be doing. Or we might learn a lot of different things that he might improve our life. But what's really cool about putting God back into our life, and it does take time. Thank you. It's not an immediate thing all the time. So let me cover my problem here with a biblical lesson so you can feel better about it. But when we put God back into our life, things can change. In fact, we might turn out a little different than we thought we would. Things might not even be the same as we thought they would have been. Because we might think we know exactly what God's going to have us do, but God has big plans. It's not going to pop, Patty. Even if it does, you're all the way over here. You should cover your face instead of your ears. We might not know what God, but God knows his plans for our life. He knows what he has for us. And maybe he has great big plans for your family. Maybe he has big plans for your kids. Actually, I know he does. But when we take him out, a lot of times we might not know what those plans are. We might not get to find out. And what I want you to get today is that it's still fizzing and talking over me. I'll just put my hand right there. What we want to know today is your house different? Do you want your house to be different? Do you want people to know that your house is different than other people's houses when they're there? I want mine to. And if this is for me, then, well, I'm glad you all got to sit here and listen to me learn my lesson this week. But I want you to do is close your eyes. I want everybody to close their eyes. Because it's easier to think when you just close your eyes, because then you're just in your head. With me, whenever I'm sitting in a sermon, or sitting listening to Pastor Andy or somebody else speaking, things start to come into my head like, ooh. Or I need to change that, or ooh, I want to do that. But then what happens is I sit there in my chair, and when I turn around, I walk out the door, I say, nope, I forgot about it. Because maybe nobody else knows. Maybe I just keep them in my head. So today, if you're thinking that about you, especially parents, if you're thinking, you know what, I want things to be different in our house. I want things to be different in my house. I want to lead my kids a different way. I want them to know that I'm about God's business. I want them to know that God's business is every part of my life, and I want the people around me at my work, at my school, at whatever, to think, wait a minute, of course he's going to be about God's business. Of course he's going to be doing what God wants him to do. If you're a parent and you're saying that today, and you're saying, I want my house to be different. I want my family to be noticeably different. What I want you to do, so that your family knows that you're not kidding, I want you to stand up and I want you to grab your kids and I want you to come up this way. Go ahead. If you want to say, I want my house to be different. Maybe it's not. Maybe think of something. But you say, I want my house to be different. I want people to know that when they come into our house, we are about God's business. There's no doubt that that's what we are about. If you're not a parent, and you are, it's okay if you're not a parent. If you don't have kids in here, or maybe you're a kid and you don't have parents in here, but you say, you know what? I want the people around me to know that I'm about God's business too. I want people around me to know that what I do is what God wants me to do. Then I want you to come on up this way too. Come right on up quick. What we're going to do, because this is a closer situation. I'm going to pray. But you know what? When I pray, I want you to pray with your family. I want you to grab your family and pray. Because I want, especially you parents who are the leaders of your house, I want you to make sure that they know that this is you. You're telling them, we want our house to be different. We want to be about God's business. I'm going to play a song for just 1 second. And I'm going to, before I pray, I want you all to grab your family. And I want you to pray quick with them. Because we want you to say, and I want them to hear you out loud telling them, our house is going to be different. We are going to be about God's business. I'm going to play just a bit of this song for just a minute while I pray with my family, and then I'm going to come back up here and I'm going to pray with all of us. And I want to tell you something else, too, because as I'm sitting there praying, I realized that kind of what I said to you was, hey, you need to stop doing this stuff. Well, I didn't mean it to come out that way, and that's what it came after I listened to it. I heard myself. But you know what? There's a lot of major stuff that instead of you saying, ooh, I need to stop doing that thing, or I need to stop doing this and that and whatever. You know what? In that spot, or maybe it's just God wants you to add things. We aren't doing this that we could be doing for God, or we could be doing this instead of this. God has great things that he wants you to do, and he has great things that come out of your family and out of your individuals. And you know what? When you add them to your life, things can be way different than you thought they were going to be. He can blow up in your life, and he can do something big that you thought was going to be something little, because God's hands are a lot bigger than ours, and he can reach way farther than we ever thought we could. So I'm going to pray for everybody before we go, and then I'm going to let you go. I know I talk a long time, but I'm going to pray before we go, and I want to pray for all of you, and everybody else is here too. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you that we got to be at church today. We pray that you would have put something in our head, whether we're up front or whether we're in our chair. Help us grab something. Help our brain to remember something that you had for us. And when we leave here, bring it back to our eyes. Bring it back in the front of our head. Help us to notice the things that you want us to learn. Help us to remember as we go out of here. We thank you that we got to be in church today and that we have the freedom to worship you. We thank you for your love. And we pray that our homes will be changed and be different because of your work in our lives. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Hey, all right.
As we're dismissing you, could you give Dave and Jen just a hand for what they do with our kids every week?
If you're willing to volunteer, like I said at the beginning, just hang out and come up here and talk to me for a minute. I'll be here. Anybody needs to talk to me about hanging out.
Before everybody moves and leaves, everybody look at me for 1 second. Can you pull the music down for 1 second? I want especially all of our parents to hear me for 1 second. I challenge you to begin to engage your kids on the way home about what they heard. About what they, not just what repeating what Super Dave did, or Little Dave in this case, what he did, but what did they hear? The Bible says in the book, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, parents, talk to your kids about what they are hearing, about what they are being taught. I challenge you, start a conversation with them. You will be amazed at what they're learning. And change the environment of your home, even on the way home. So I challenge you today, cut the radio off on your way home and go, what did you hear today? What did God say to you today during worship? What did he touch you with? I pray you guys have a great week. Remember, next Sunday, 10 a.m. One service next week, 10 a.m. God bless you.